Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Many employees who work for the city of Watertown will see a salary bump in 2018, but that does not include elected officials like the mayor and members of the city council. At last night's council meeting, 2018 salaries were approved. Here's Watertown Mayor Sarah Karen.
I would add it is kind of out of the ordinary that there's no increase for the mayor's salary and for the council salaries. And we discussed that during the budgeting process. Normally, they get a raise of some sort every year. And this is the first year for many years that there hasn't been a raise for those individuals.
The mayor in Watertown has an annual salary of $80,437, while members of the city council are paid $10,597 a year. Well, one of the key decisions to be made at Watertown City Hall this year will be where to build a new ice arena. Those talks are still ongoing. Two of the known sites that are under consideration are next to the Premier Softball Complex and on one end of the Watertown Mall. Mayor Sarah Karen says five people studying the site issue are in Sioux Falls today, meeting with representatives of RS Architects to talk about that.
The mall is, they've hired a different architect, and that architect is working very quickly to come up with a proposal so that the group can decide collectively what they think is the best location. Then I would expect that they would come back with a recommendation for the council on which site to move forward with, because we certainly can't do two parallel paths forever. Sooner or later, we're going to have to cut bait and go with one or the other.
Karen says regardless of which location is chosen, the city will need to figure out how to pay for the new ice arena, because right now, all of the dollars are not there.
And we know that we'll be faced with some tough questions pretty soon, because neither of those sites is going to have an ice arena that falls within our amount of money that we have in our budget. So we're going to need some supplements from, hopefully from sponsors.
As the temperatures have gone down in recent weeks, so has the inmate population at the Cottington County Detention Center. Sheriff Brad Howell says that's pretty typical for this time of year, and he gave KWAT News an update this morning.
Actually, I just checked today, and we were at 72 inmates for the day. We've been staying around the high 60s, low 70s here in the last month or so, so they've actually been down a little bit, which has been good and kind of a nice reprieve from what we've been having earlier of the year here. So we're kind of hoping that the jail rates, the numbers kind of stay down a little bit.
Howell says one issue that they'll be working on this year is reviewing how much to charge counties other than Cottington to house their inmates in Watertown.
We're charging $75 a day for out-of-county contracts. So that's one thing that we're kind of looking around at other agencies and looking at our numbers to see how much it's actually going to cost in 2017, how much we spent to house an inmate. I know in 2016, it cost us $68 a day to house an out-of-county contract. So I'm guessing the numbers probably went up a little bit with the cost of inflation and everything. So that's numbers that we're trying to put together right now, and we're going to look at potentially raising our jail rates a little bit to kind of help in that cost of inflation.
Howell says normally the number of non-Cottington County inmates at the jail is only a few, but even with that, the dollars generated helps pay the bills.
Like I say, I looked this morning, we only had just a handful. I think three or four were out-of-county contracts out of them, 72. And then historically, that money that we've been bringing in over the last couple of years, it's averaged about $180,000. So that helps pay for about 2.5 months of jail wages if we actually extrapolate that out into the jail budget. So that does help the county budget immensely by having them out of county contracts. It also helps the smaller counties around us who don't have a facility to house an inmate.
Howell says the average daily inmate population at the jail for the first 11 months of 2017 was just over 79. Well, Attorney General Marty Jackley today unveiled his package of bills for the upcoming legislative session. He says one proposal would toughen the penalties for people who manufacture or sell meth.
All of the meth distribution and manufacturing statutes would be enhanced by one additional felony level, and then we would actually apply the mandatory minimum sentences. There's a criteria that would allow a defendant to not serve a mandatory sentence, but that they would have to satisfy that criteria. They would be facing a mandatory sentence for distributing drugs in South Dakota. So that is a significant change in the law.
Another proposal from Jackley deals with accidental drug overdoses.
What I'm proposing that if an individual knowingly and for profit distributes drugs to somebody and they die from those drugs, that the felony that they are facing is increased.
Jackley is running against Congresswoman Kristi Noem in the Republican primary for governor in 2018. Well, Governor Dennis Dugard has proposed a very tight budget for fiscal year 2019. It calls for no raises for state employees. Despite the grim outlook, state revenues could improve before the final budget gets passed in March.
I think there's possibility that we'll see some revenue improvement. We just don't know. My job is to be very careful, and so the budget I presented was very conservative in our revenue projections. If the projections get better, then we'll be able to spend more than my budget suggested. I can't count on that, but I'm hopeful.
Some legislators are talking about taking another look at goods and services that are exempt from South Dakota sales tax. Dugard says a majority of exemptions are tied to agriculture. Well, the record cold temperatures over the New Year's weekend pushed heating units hard into homes and businesses. Clyde Gross is the senior gas manager for Northwestern Energy in Huron. He says their natural gas demand jumped quickly.
We were delivering about 70,000 dekatherms of gas, which the kind of a good comparison, that number was sitting, and that includes transport customers, but that was three times higher for a residential and small commercial load than it was in early December.
Gross says they had people watching the system all weekend because they know how critical it is to keep the heat on.
We talk in heating degree days, which is the variance from 60, but we had an 89, and then yesterday we had an 86. It's at those temperatures, a house freezes off or something like that. I hate to say that I'm not sure 2 or 3 hours would keep somebody alive in that those kind of temperatures, even in a home.
Gross says despite the jump in usage, they have more than enough gas available to meet the demand. Northwestern serves about 60,000 customers in eastern South Dakota. News anytime on our homepage, gowatertown.net. From the KWAT newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.